was mowing our lawn, and we had brought a volleyball net a couple months ago. And as he was mowing it, he knocked in one of the poles and snapped it. So he said, you know, find out what it costs, I'll replace it, no problem. And we were looking, and we bought it at a discount store, and they didn't have them anymore. It cost $10 for the whole thing. So we went to the other stores, and they're $25, $35 for the more deluxe set. So can we say, look, we don't have a volleyball set. You messed it up. You have to pay us $35. Or can he say, and he was nice, in case you know who it is, I mean, he was very nice. He said, whatever it is, I'll pay you. We just wanted to know how much we have to pay, you know, or how much he has to pay. I mean, there wasn't, if you know who it is, it's, you know, he was fine about it. So, you know, he said, whatever it is, whatever it is. And so can we ask him for $35 to replace it with a new one because we can't find the kind that we bought at the discount store? What would you say? Whereas a lot of times when we get into these situations, we say, I don't have a volleyball set anymore, and it's $35, and you ruined it all. Right? You ruined the whole thing.
Well, at most would have been $10.
It's not even $10, because like we said, that if it's something's used, it's not worth the $10 anymore either. What's a used volleyball set worth? That's out of the package, and it's worth very little. Right? So, but we did speak out, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said that you don't go buy the replace, at least he held that, not like the Nesivas. Nesivas, how do you go buy what you could sell it for? You can't sell a used volleyball set for too much. And certainly not that pole, which is what he broke. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said, well, you don't go by the resale value, you go by the retail value. That was his chiddush. And he said even the Nesivas could agree with that. But what's the retail value of this item? Now, if it's impossible to replace the pole, so then we don't say, well, you only broke the pole, you only have to pay for the pole. Then you'd have to pay for the whole thing. Right? So what's the value here? So that was a shaila. So you can't say, well, it's $35 because that's what it costs to buy a new one. And there's chairs here also. Okay. You can't say that you have to pay $35 to replace a better one than what you broke. You didn't break one with metal poles. You broke one with plastic poles. So you'd have to decide. You have to make more calls to find out how much it costs to buy the set. He broke the pole. So sometimes you have to examine the situation, and all of the pole is a PCV pipe, which they sell at Home Depot at the, you know, plumbing stores, and they cost $2 for 10 feet. That was Chazara. Tonight's case, we start new now. And this happened in Eretz Yisrael. This is from Rosh Vitz's Sefer, so we'll try to find some American analogy to it. We know in Eretz Yisrael they don't have screens in a lot of places. You don't need screens there. And it was in the middle of the winter especially, and the guy was cooking, the wife was cooking in the kitchen, and it was a oily type soup or something. She left it on the windowsill to cool overnight, and she forgot about it. And overnight it rained. And it rained onto the pot, and oil rises to the top until finally the oil spilled over the top of the pot and down into the merpeset below, down on the balcony, on the floor below. So there's oil on the balcony, on the floor below this person's. And the next morning, the owner of the resident of that house, the dira downstairs, went out on his balcony, slipped on the oil, didn't see any oil there, slipped on the oil, banged his arm against the railing and broke it, and needed to have a cast, and dirtied his clothes. What is, if anything, is the person on the top floor responsible for? What did we learn last week about bar? Right? We said, shar velo adam, chamar velo kelim. Right? We said the only thing you're responsible for if you make a bar is for an ox or a donkey that fell in. If an ox fell in, but not if a utensil fell in. If a donkey fell in, but not if a person fell in and got killed. If a person got damaged, you have to pay for that. But if a utensil fell in,
so the clothing,
he's patur for it. There's a special gzeiras hakasav that if clothing gets damaged from a bar, the person is patur from that. That's a chiddush of the Torah. You know, it's because the whole chiddush of bar, it's only a grama, really. A bar is a grama. When I dig a pit, that's a grama. I caused someone, I put this thing here and I cause someone to trip over it. The Torah is mechadesh that if you dig a pit and someone trips in it and hurts himself, you're chayiv. But it's only as far as the Torah went. And the Torah said you're only chayiv for paying the damages to a person, personal injury, but not to pay for utensils. Okay, so the first thing is he doesn't have to pay for the clothes in the first case or the second case. And the third case, we'll talk about soon. Okay, but we would still say at this point that he should have to pay for the person, personal injury. Medical bills, maybe. So the truth is, loss of wages, Shabbos, he's not working. Right, so let's discuss those two issues tonight. Right, is there a din of this Nezek Tzar Reap or Shabbos Boshes by your bar? And is there in fact a chi of a bar over here? So we have to see Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Kama Chav Ches on a days. There's two Lashonis. I typed out the Lashon that we paskin like. The Gemara says, the Gemara is talking about a case where someone had left a rock in the middle of the road. There's a rock in the middle of the road, and someone is walking by and holding a glass pitcher, and that glass pitcher got broken by the rock. And that's the case of the Gemara. The Gemara says the person that put the rock there is chayiv. He's liable for paying damages because he broke that utensil. Now, you're going to ask me, we just said that you're not chayiv for utensils when you have a bar. So the Gemara says that this is going according to the minority opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, but we'll still learn something from it. That's Nogea Asla Halacha. But so I just remember that according to Halacha, you're not responsible if his utensil breaks. We're only responsible for the person, not for the utensil. But the Gemara is going like that minority view that holds that you are responsible for utensils. So the Gemara says, Amar of Elazar, Lo shonu, lo tema bin niskal be'evin, bin nishav be'evin hu demechayev. Don't say that the person's only liable when he tripped over a stone, right, where the person, the nizik, tripped over the stone and his pitcher got dashed, smattered by the stone. Avo niskal be'karaka, but if he had tripped earlier on the ground, bin nishav be'evin, and then he fell onto the stone, that the stone broke his pitcher, putter he'll be putter. Don't say that. Ella, rather, afilin is called the karka, even if the guy tripped on the ground before he got to the stone. The nisha b'yevin, and then he hit the stone that broke his pitcher, chayiv. The person that left the stone there is chayiv. That's what the Gemara says. Don't think that, like, when you're talking about a real pit, the person fell into the pit and got damaged in the pit. So maybe when we're learning things like a pit, he has to like trip over that thing and then get hurt by the thing. So Gemara says, no, it's not true. Even if the person trips early and then falls onto that object that was left there in that stumbling block that was left in the road, the owner of that stone is chayiv. That's what the Gemara says. Now the obvious shaila is, how about the reverse case? What would be in the reverse case? Meaning, what would happen if the person tripped over the stone and his pitcher fell onto the ground and broke? But the Gemara just said that if you trip on the ground and your pitcher hits the stone, the owner of the stone is chayiv. How about if the person trips on the stone and his glass pitcher hits the ground? What's halacha there? So Tosfos says, Dafka Nokit, the Nishav Be'evin. The Gemara is Dafka. It's exact when it says that the person landed on the stone. Avo Niskal Be'evin, but if he had tripped on the stone, the Nishav Be'karka and landed on the ground and the ground broke the pitcher, then he's Pater. Why? The Karka Olam Hezikaso. Because the stone didn't damage him, it's the ground, the earth damaged him. That's what damaged him, not the stone. What caused the hazard? What broke the pitcher? Not the stone that I left there. The stone I left there caused you to trip, which broke the pitcher. It's a grama. The mazik here was the karka olam. It was the ground. It wasn't the stone. So Tosfos has a big chiddush from here. He brings another item in the Gemara later with Shmuel, that if Shmuel says if someone tripped over he didn't fall into the pit, but he tripped over the pit and landed outside. Shmuel says the person is the owner of the pit is Pater. The one that dug the pit is Pater because he didn't get damaged by the pit. He tripped over the pit and got damaged by the ground, the outside ground. A person's only chai for digging a pit if the person falls in and gets hurt inside that pit. Tosfos asks, how about in the previous Gemara, the Mishnah had said that if the water spilled in Rishus HaRabim, where someone had a pitcher of water in Rishus HaRabim and it broke, he shouldn't have left it there. And the water was now in the Rishus HaRabim, and a person slipped on it, the Gemara said he's chayuk to pay. So Gemara says, that's because the water had spread out, and when the person slipped on the water, he landed on the ground where there was water there, so the whole area of the water is considered that pit. So he'll be chayuk for landing on that bar, he'll be chayiv in that case. But if a person trips on the water and lands somewhere else, so then it's only a grumma. It's not a real mazik.
But
so that's the chiddush of Tosfos, that we still call the bar. Right? It's still called the pit. Now there's Tosfos on Daf Nun contradicts this, Tosfos, other Shem disagree, but Rabbi Shmuel points out that the Shulchan Aruch does pass like this. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon it's the part in last week's shiur we left out a little phrase. That's the part we left out. That the Shulchan Aruch and Taf Yud Aleph says, "Bein Niskal the Evan v'Huzad be'Evan." The person, the owner of the stone, is chai whether the person had tripped on the stone and got damaged by the stone. Bein Niskal the Karka v'Huzad be'Evan, or even if he tripped on the ground and got damaged by the stone. But if he tripped on the stone v'Huzad be'Karka and got damaged by the Karka, he's Pater. So it's a favorite Shulchan Aruch, and even though there might be a Rishonim that argue, it's hard to force someone to pay something when you could say this Tosfos on Chav Ches holds that I'm Pater, and Shulchan Aruch passes I'm Pater, and I have on the handout here on the second page, there's a Sma that says also the case of the water, he brings down this Tosfos La'alacha, so it'll be hard to make this person pay. So back to our case over here, in the case of the oil on the balcony. So the guy slipped on the oil and he hit the railing and broke his arm on the railing. My oil didn't damage you. Your railing damaged you. You might say that I'm a grumma, and we did learn that in cases of grumma there's a din b'dei shamayim to pay. Lots is yidei shamayim. But a court could not make you pay because I didn't damage you. I caused you. My oil, my pshia, my negligence of letting my oil get on your porch caused you to fall and hurt your arm, and that's only a grumma, right? So that's the first step. The same thing would be in the case of the water, right? The water of the, if your water and your sprinkler made the guy fall, so it's going to depend. If he landed on another wet part, so then that's all your bar here, that's all your pit that you put out here, so then you'll be responsible for his damages. We're going to see a second what exactly that involves. But if he slips on the water and lands on dry land, so then you should be proud to.
So that means, suppose he didn't hit the railing, there was an oil slick. And
he landed on the oil, yeah. Right, so then he'll be fired.
If it had fell on the concrete, he wouldn't.
That's right, it depends where it is. And in fact, Rabbi Spitz says that, suppose when, as he was sliding, like the oil spread until he landed on, even on the part that spread, that's also called, he's also fired for that. Right? Okay, so that's the first chiddush we wanted to say, that when we're talking about a hezek of bar, it's only called bar when the person lands on that obstacle that was in the way. If the obstacle just causes him to land on something else, the owner of that obstacle is pater. It's only a grama, it might be chai b'dinei shamayim, but he's pater from dinei adam. Okay, so now let's think about this cast. So you wanted to say that nezek tzarib v'sheves boshes, right? Everything, loss of work, loss of embarrassment, and right, like for any time someone gets damaged, except the Gemara says, Gemara Baba Kama. So on the first page of the handout, the Gemara Baba Kama, Daf Hei Amud Beis, says that the Gemara talks about why the Mishnah, the first Mishnah is the Arba Avos Nezikin. There's four major categories of damagers. So the Mishnah had four different cases. The Gemara wants to show what the chiddush of each of the four is. So the Gemara says, you know what the chiddush of Adam Hamazik is? What's the chiddush of a person who damages? That's Adam is l'chayu ba'arba devarim. Because when a person damages personally with his own, right, he hurts the guy, he punches him in the nose. So that's when you're chayiv for all these five things. Nezek, tzar, ripu, sheves, boshes, for the damage, the value that he's worth less now if he would be sold as a slave. For his loss of wages, for the doctor bills, for the humiliation, for the pain that he has. That's when you're chayiv all those five things. But in all the other types of damages, ox, your animal went and damaged someone. You know, it kicked him or something. Or your bar, your pit damaged a person. You're only chayiv for the value that he becomes devalued. What was he worth? What was this human being worth before he fell in? And what's he worth afterwards? That's the only thing you're chayiv to pay. Which results in the following halacha in Choshen Mishpat, that anything that will get cured by itself, anything that will heal, you're not chayiv to pay for. The only thing you're chayiv to pay for is you knock out a tooth, an eye, something got damaged that can't be repaired, or even if it was the skin that it'll scab will grow back, it won't be completely healed. That's where there's a chayiv of a nezek. But anything that could be healed, there is no chayiv alt nezek. That would be ripoy. And the only time you're chayiv in ripoy is by adam amazik, not by bar, not by the other types of mazik. Right, that's the chiddush of the Gemara, which is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. So in this case,
only in the case where he lost the arm.
Right, but in a case where his arm is just broken, the case is the arm is just broken, it'll get better.
If he lost the use of the arm without medical attention.
So let's talk about that in a second. But right now, here he just. It's not lost. It's not gone. The arm's there. You'll heal it.
Over there.
Right. It's here. It's on him. He just got hurt. Oh. So in that case, even if he had slipped on the oil, not that he had slipped on the ground, the person will be chai. So in that case, where he hurt his arm and broke it, and is in a cast now, so it's not so simple to say he's even chai even dinei shamayim. And if he had landed on the oil, it's not so simple to say that he's even chayiv to pay for the cast. What? Why is that? Because the Torah, when the Torah says you have to pay these five categories of damages, is talking only about adam hamazik, when a person damages with his own body. But if it's his property that damages, or a pit that he dug that damages, he's only chayiv to pay nezek, the loss in value of the item that got damaged. That is the chiddush. And once again, the whole thing of bar is a chiddush. All of bar could be a grama. The Torah said that you're chayiv for damages caused by that pit that you dug that someone fell in, and the Torah says you're only chayiv to pay the damage, the difference in value of that person. If his thing is going to grow back, he's going to get better, it's going to heal, so then you're not chayiv for anything more than that. So in this case, it would seem that the person would not be responsible for the person's cast or the doctor bills or any of that stuff, or for anything, in fact, because the clothes, we said, are put because it's bar velo, it's shar velo kalim, and the person didn't have any outstanding damage that was going to change him for life. No, the whole put a cast on and it's going to get better.
Oh, but sometimes it doesn't.
So you're right. If there's some, they won't. We're talking. Well, that won't make a difference. That's Sheves. But to be sold as an Eved, he's worth the same. Okay, there's one way out. There's this Nesivas that I have printed on the second page. Nesivas says that if the damage is such that it won't heal on its own, but you'll need a doctor to heal it, right? The person's bleeding and you need a doctor to sew him up or he's going to bleed to death, or you need a doctor to prescribe certain medicine to heal him, otherwise he won't get better. So then that is nezik already. He's saying that's not repo, that's like something that won't heal. That's like his arm fell off. Because if a doctor doesn't come into the act here, his arm is just as good as falling off. It's unusable. Right? The Chazanish disagrees with the Nesivas, it seems like, but the Nesivas does hold this chiddush. So, and that would help in such cases where he needs medical attention. It's not something that, you know, he has a headache and he's going to have to take two aspirins for a few days and he lost work. So then there's not even Dinei Shamayim to pay. But if it's something that would require medical attention for him to get better. So then, according to the Nesivos, you would once again be chayiv. But once again, only if it's something, only if it's a bar, if only if he landed on the oil or on the water. But if he landed somewhere else, so then you're patur completely, because then it wasn't even a bar, it's only grama, and you're the only chayiv bidei shamayim.
And so, the oil.
Right, and this is the chiddush of bar. We learned two chiddushim about bar tonight. The first one, that one from last week, we learned that he's not responsible for utensils. But the two that we learned tonight is that you're only chayiv for bar if it's what your bar is what damaged the person, not that he tripped over the bar and he hit something else, the impact somewhere else hurt him. That's the first chiddush. And the second chiddush is that one, even when it is a bar, you're only responsible to pay his loss in value, or things that won't correct on their own, but or won't correct at all. But things that can be corrected, certainly on their own, and maybe even with a doctor, that the person's not responsible. That didn't change his value. It's unfortunate, but it didn't change his value. Okay, let's go to this last case. So what would you say about the case of the umbrella on the subway? It's in the aisle, and the guy trips over the umbrella, and he hits his head or something on the floor. What's halacha?
It's supposed to be he's holding the umbrella.
Yeah, that's what I said. The case was he was holding the umbrella. That was the trick.
Ah.
Right?
No,
so how do you know there's a difference in halacha whether you're holding the umbrella or you left it out in the middle of the aisle? So that's from this last Mishnah, the last thing on the first page of the handout. It's a Mishnah in Bava Kamma. Hayabal HaKora Rishon Ubal HaChavis Achron. There were two people walking in the road. One guy was holding a beam on his shoulder, and the second guy behind him was carrying a barrel of wine. Nishpura Chavis Bakora. If the guy behind with his barrel banged into that Kora, Pater Balakora, the Balakora is Pater. What did I do wrong? You know, you banged your barrel into my beam. Be careful next time, right? If the car behind bangs into the one in front, the one in the back is always wrong, except in halach, it's not like that. Beam amad bal hakora, but if the one holding the beam stops short, and then the barrel guy didn't see it in time and crashed into it, so the Mishnah says he's chayiv. The first guy walking with the beam is chayiv to pay damages for the barrel. So what's the difference? It's, first we'd say it's like a bar, right? It's like a bar maybe, right? But then if it's a bar, why is he chayiv? It's a utensil on that. So that's the Nimuka Yosef. I adapted a note from Art Spacing on the bottom here. The Nimuka Yosef says that when you're holding something, like a few of you said, when you're holding something, it's an extension of your hand. It's like you yourself. So when the guy's walking with this beam and he stops short, so it's like he went with his hand, and it's like he went and knocked the barrel out. And we do have a halacha like that in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins is the halacha that if two people are walking and the first one stops short and the second one bangs into it, it's not a bar anymore. It's automatic, and he'll be chayiv to pay for utensils, and in that case he'll have to pay. And that's like tzar, reaper, shevis, and boshes. Right? So in the case of the umbrella, you have your umbrella in the aisle and you're holding. If so, if you're holding it, but the same idea. You cause the same thing. You stop short and the guy kept walking. You stop short, you put this thing in, he walked over it. Okay, so in this case, it would be automatic, right? He stops short, or the umbrella, he's holding the umbrella, and the guy trips over the umbrella, so then we don't get into all this business anymore. Well, he didn't hurt himself on the umbrella, right? Here, you were masik him. You made him fall, like you pushed him into the, like, suppose you took him and you pushed him into the chairs. So then, you're chayiv for his clothes, you're chayiv for him, and you have to pay him nezek tarit b'sheves boshes. In that case, he'll be chayiv for everything. If you just left your umbrella negligently in the aisle, so then again, it's a case of a bar. So then we have to go into the thing. If it damaged his clothes, he'll be patur. If it damaged himself, that he's less in value now, it's something that won't be repaired, so then he'll be chayiv, but everything else will be patur on. So there's Pischei Choshen says a case of a car, cars. It's really, he gets into it a little bit further. But he says like this, you have two cars, not a red light. You have two cars driving and one stops short. I have a red light, so the guy behind you is also supposed to see the red light. But it's two cars driving and the guy stops short for some reason. He would, whatever reason.
Cell phone.
Huh?
Cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. And the guy behind him banged into him. So Pesach Choshen says that seems to be the same ideal as this guy carrying a beam stops short and the barrel bangs into it. Right, he should be chayiv for damages for the car, right? The car is a utensil. It's not only a bar. It's not that your car is a bar and there's just a rabbi and the guy ran over it, which you wouldn't be chayiv to pay for his car because his car is a utensil. It's that you were damaged him with your car is an extension of you. Now, there might be a difference he brings up between the case of driving a car and carrying a beam. When you're carrying a beam, you're actively holding that beam. And when the barrel crashes into it, that's an extension of your hand. When you're sitting in the car, so Bishlam, if you're driving and you just stop, so now like the car's in your control, it's an extension of you. But if you stop the car and then a couple minutes later a guy comes crashing into you, so can you consider that like an extension? You're not touching the car anymore. So in that case, he says it might be that it's back to the din of a bar, or maybe like you're saying that maybe he's not responsible at all because the guy, it would depend on the circumstances. So let me just sum up and we could have some questions afterwards. So we had three halachas about bar tonight. Right, the first one is that even though there's a masik called bar, but that's only when the person got damaged by that bar. If the bar just caused someone to trip, that obstacle in the way caused the person to trip and he hurt himself on the ground, that's not bar, that's grama. It could be chayiv b'dinei shamayim, but it's no chayiv b'dinei adam. The second halacha we learned was that even when there is a chiyuv of a bar, even when there is a real bar, the person, the mazik, is only chayiv to pay damages of the person, but not tsar ripo sheves boshes. So he's only chayiv to pay irreparable damage to the person, or maybe things that can't be fixed except through a doctor. And that's an extension of what we learned last week, that there's no chiyuv for the kelim either by a bar. But the third halacha was that if you're holding that object, which is the obstacle, so then in many cases it will become an adam amazik again and not bar, which will wipe out those first two exceptions to the rule. And even if he fell on the ground, and even if it's doctor bills, you'll be responsible to pay in those cases also.